Paul will discuss that right now. I'm bringing him over to answer that question.
Okay.
Awesome.
Hi, Sean. Sean, thank you for holding. My name is Paul, and of course, Dan wanted me to get you the details of the service. Apply a new in business rate here for you to make it as affordable for you as I possibly can. I know Dan does a good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
No, I guess my only question would be pricing.
Yeah, so, you know, you are just a couple few months in as a business, and we do reduce the rate for younger businesses. It's not an introductory rate that's going to later balloon up on you. It's just kind of more of an assistance mm-hmm. program to make it more affordable for young companies. Although there are no long-term contracts, it is month-to-month. In fact, we know our clients will keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. As a very young company, for your industry, for your services, you're looking at a 30 to 40-mile radius. You're looking at exactly $199.00. It would bill once a month for exactly $199. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls will come directly to you no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. It is that flat rate. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you would want for your business at this point?
Yes, my only concern is, like, I'm already paying a lot of other agencies money for advertising, so I don't know how much you guys would be able to profit me more than, like, let's just say Home Advisor's already doing.
Oh, I'm familiar with Home Advisor. So that's a lead-based service, right? You're paying for every lead, whether you get the job or not.
Yes.
Are you getting work out of it? I mean, obviously they're sending you a lot of leads, but are most of those turning into jobs for you?
Yes, I do get a lot of leads and confirmed jobs from them.
Good. Well, if you can handle more work, you know, above and beyond what you've already got, if you're doing well with Home Advisor, you'll do even better with Google because the calls will come directly to you. I mean, if you've already got a website, now, the point of having that website would be for people to find it and pick up the phone and call you. Most people, though, don't go past the first page when they're looking for a service. Is there an active website for your business? Dan says there is, but he didn't attach it here.
Yeah, so the website I have is kind of like a Google-generated website
okay.
that they gave me. Not really
gotcha.
Like not really put
oh, okay.
together well.
So Google Business Profile website. Yeah, they're very kind of bare bones, those websites. And they're really only good when somebody already knows the name of your company. I mean, if you just have a Google listing, which isn't bad. I mean, you know, every business should at least be PIN verified. That's if someone knows the name of your company and they're looking for you in particular, at least they can find that information and see some sort of website for you. But what this would do, it's for the people that don't already know the name of your company, you know. And Google wants to see content. You know, the businesses that pop up on the first page, they're not there because they're the biggest company around or do the best job or have been around the longest. They just have content online that Google can verify showing that they do that type of job in that area. So, you know, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta will create all of that content of almost 70 different directories. And then, of course, as one of the top options on that first page, you'll get more phone calls. I mean, you won't be the only company that pops up, and not everybody who sees you on that first page will decide to call you. But the people that do call you are calling you because they like what they saw, and they're really wanting to speak with you about hiring you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate. Best part about it, I mean, $199, you know, one or two jobs that you aren't going to get otherwise will easily offset the cost of the service. And whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, residential or commercial, big jobs or small, it would only ever be that flat rate. Now, I know you said you're not particularly fond of the Google Business website, and you know, they are pretty bare bones, you know, white background, not a lot of content and things like that. You know, we do websites for our clients that don't have websites, and for our very young companies, a lot of the times we'll even include a website at no additional cost because we do offer the service on a month-to-month basis and we want you to see success right from the very beginning.
Yeah.
if I can include a website for you and still keep it at that flat rate of $199 on a month-to-month basis with the calls coming directly to you, I mean, you wouldn't have to stop using HomeAdvisor, but a lot of my clients find that once we get their phone ringing, they are able to keep their leads paused more often, and the two of them do work quite well together. If I can include that website and still keep it at that flat rate of $199, I mean, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you and kind of prove it to you, earn your business 1 month at a time?
Yeah, if you can include a well-put-together website, then I'll be happy to go along with this.
Well, let me message my supervisor and you know, just tell him you're just a few months in. I'll also tell him, if you don't mind, that you're using Angie Leads or HomeAdvisor. He knows that can be an expensive service. I won't go into the details with it. The other thing I want to do here is make sure that I've got the information for the business accurate. It's Miracle Solutions, LLC. The phone number that we are speaking on is the business number, right? This is the number you want your customers to call?
Correct.
And is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then I did see you've got the Google listing. You're service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first, right? There's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business. I did see, though, the 3228 86th Avenue East. Is that your residence?
Yes.
Okay, so was that where you were PIN verified when Google sent out that PIN card?
Yes.
Okay, just in case we need to know that. But it's not going to be listed anywhere online, obviously. You know, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And then, Sean, is that S-H-A-W-N or S-E-A-N?
It's S-E-A-N.
S-E-A-N, okay. Just want to make sure. And then, what is your last name?
S-Q-U-I-L-L-A-C-O-T-E.
I lost you after the S-Q-U-I-L-L-A?
Yes, A-C-O-T-E.
Just the one A, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then, as far as, of course, everything has the click-to-call feature. Your customers are going to call you directly, but when we contact you, we will use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually reserved for business or for pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, longer pieces of information. What is a good email address either for you or for your company?
MiracleSolutionWash@gmail.com.
And that was solutions, like the business, solution or solutions with an S on the end of it?
Solution with no S.
No S. And wash at email? Okay, perfect. And then, did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Phone number is best. I probably won't answer
any text. Okay, email. Gotcha, I'll put you down for phone. And then, see, the Google listing had you, I mean, you're 9 to 6, Monday to Saturday, right? Closed on Sundays? Is that accurate?
Yeah, but I can change it to, like, any time.
Okay, gotcha.
Be better for my profile.
All right. And then you will receive a dedicated tracking and reporting system too, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. Now, most of the time you're just going to get phone calls, like I said, but the website that we'll build for you, if my supervisor allows me to include it, it is going to have also a contact or lead form on there, so people can either call you or they can fill out that form. If they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, they even know who to follow up with. Now, as far as the forms of payment that you accept, Sean, is just cash and check? Do you take credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash Apps?
Yeah, I accept all forms of payment.
All forms of payment? Okay, perfect. And you're doing both residential and commercial. Did you have a preference of one over the other, or do you kind of like the mix as it comes?
I kind of like a mix. Obviously, I'm
like
aiming
it.
For
yeah.
commercial
yeah, so we'll,
ones.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I aim for the commercial ones because those are the bigger jobs.
Right.
Yeah, most of my time has been filled up residential ones.
Gotcha. Yeah, so we'll make sure that we're targeting both high-end residential clients and commercial clients too. And of course, when the calls come to you, you can kind of pick and choose the work that's going to, oh, hang on one second. Let's see, I hope it's my supervisor. Somebody dinged. Oh, it is. Okay. So it says, Paul, for this very young company, especially one that is using Angie Leads or Home Advisor, I would be more than happy to include the website at no additional cost. I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online for the service they need. So I'm actually glad. We don't usually do it in that first month. Sometimes we do it as like an upgrade a couple few months in as a kind of loyalty reward. But, you know, it is Friday. My supervisor's in a good mood, and we're obviously happy to do that for you. Now, the initial construction of the website will be included. The hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is included as well. We are going to do what we call a client interview, so we'll talk to you about, you know, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about
yeah.
your business, if you want to be knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And we'll ask you to email mm-hmm. us photos so we can build out that content. The maintenance and updating of the website will be included as well, so we can use photos you've got, and as we send you more jobs, you can send us photos or videos, and we can add that content. Another feature that a lot of our clients like is that you can actually go in through your tracking system, your client dashboard, not just for tracking, but there's a lot you can do, including upload photos. You can even make changes to your website on your own if you wanted to do that as well. So it would be that flat rate. It's exactly $199, and again, that would be the exact amount. It would never go up. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or for the lead, click, call, or job or anything like that. So it's a lot easier to budget for than, you know, sometimes
okay.
the lead-based service varies depending on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, Sean, I would do a couple of things. One, I would look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. We can even do later today if you're available to speak with our technician.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I am required to do, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're not only reducing the cost of the service itself, but we are including a website for you at no additional cost, et cetera. The voice
yeah.
verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah. And then my only question is, does the flat rate stay the same for next month?
Correct. Yeah.
And the
yes.
month?
So,
okay.
like I said, it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you. It is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. In fact, that's included in the voice verification, too, that it is an exact amount, that it will never go up on you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So like I said, you can stop me if you have any additional questions, but the voice verification is there, of course, to get you the information that might answer some of those questions. And I do have it set up. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Sean, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to
mm-hmm.
ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Miracle Solutions, LLC.
perfect. And that is exactly how I do have that. That solutions with an S on it, right? The same way it is PIN verified?
Yes.
It's just the no S in the email address.
Email. Yeah.
Gotcha. And then, Sean, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Name is Sean Squillicote, owner of Miracle Solutions.
Okay. And then, Sean, as the owner of Miracle Solutions, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Sean, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. For that reason, we do specifically request that you are, in fact, agreeing to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Sean, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it does say in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Home Advisor. The reason that we ask is, well, all the content that we will be creating for your company, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Sean, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Okay. Yeah, okay. If you guys are able to generate more leads than Angie, I'll definitely be canceling that account.
Great. Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, you don't have to stop using it. There is no direct conflict, but a lot of my clients do find that they can scale back on their leads, maybe cap them at a lower amount. A lot of my clients do actually shut their lead-based service off altogether. So we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that new website for you, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always consistent and accurate for your company. Now,
okay.
With all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and then with my supervisor also letting me include the website at no additional cost, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive here for you, will be charged today's date, the 9th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. Sean, that $199 is an exact amount as well as a fixed flat rate. So it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, my company will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Okay. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 9th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $199. And again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, Sean, we are offering the service on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract, which means you can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause the service, too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even if necessary, pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Sean, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Sean, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Are you guys able to do PayPal or Apple Pay by chance?
No, what we do, process by credit or debit card.
Okay, so I'll just need a minute to get that. It will be by debit.
Okay. Is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
Visa.
Visa. On that particular card, Sean, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Any middle initial or just first and last?
P as middle initial.
Do you say P like Paul or T like Tom?
P like Paul.
Okay. And you said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. Yeah, hold on. Okay, I have the card number now.
Okay. If you want to read it 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
4701.
Yes, sir.
3203.
Okay.
3248.
Yes, sir.
8044.
And then the expiration month and year?
05-2028.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
603.
Okay, so I have 603-603 on the back of the card. You said that was May or 05 of 2028 for the expiration date, and the card itself was at 4701-3203-3248-8044.
Yes.
And does that bill at the 3228 86th Avenue East, 98371?
Yes.
Okay. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there, but if you do, Sean, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
If I have what handy, I'm sorry.
If you've got a pen or if you want to type it into your phone, it's the client support phone number. Okay. So the phone number is 877-635-6225. So again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And then, Sean, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did. Just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. It's a little short notice. I might, though, be able to get you in at 11. And for sure, there is a 1 o'clock. There's one spot 11. Available at 2.
Did you say 11 a.m.?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little short notice, but I might see if we can do that. Otherwise, there's a 1, 2, or 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, 11 would be the best.
Okay, let me just message the supervisor over there. They do usually like a little more advanced notice, and we're coming up on it. It won't be right at the top of the hour. It might be just a few minutes after, but if they're able to do it, get it done in this first.
Do you guys provide any besides the advertising on Google?
Could you repeat that? Are you talking about like Google Ads? I'm just trying to message him and multitask.
Yeah, like is this the only service you guys provide for businesses?
Oh, no. We are a comprehensive digital marketing firm, so of course, the $199 package does not include, like, pay-per-click, like Google Ads or AdWords. We could do that for you, though. We also are Meta partners or Facebook, so we could do Facebook ads for you. Google has recently, it's been about 3 years, I guess, but they did raise their minimum required ad spend from $100 a month to $300 a month. So, I mean, that goes directly towards paid Google ads. Facebook ads are more affordable. They're just $100 a month. We can do, in the industries that are supported by it, local service ads, which is Google Guarantee, which is actually like a pay-per-lead service. It's kind of a little bit similar to Home Advisor, but with Google, it's one lead or one business per lead, so you're not competing with your competition as far as that goes. The leads are exclusive. So there's a lot that we can do, but this is a package that I think is budget-friendly for you and would fit the needs of your business. If you ever find that you want more jobs and more work, if you want to expand your company, get a couple of extra guys or whatever it is, then we can always talk about including Facebook ads or Google ads or something like that. So I'm not getting a response back yet from the supervisor and the client interview team. He may be away from his desk or in a meeting or something like that. But hopefully we are able to do the 11 o'clock because they do break for lunch at 12. If I can't get 11 o'clock, would 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or 3 o'clock work as a backup?
Yes.
Which would be you prefer?
1 o'clock.
One, okay. If I'm available when our technician is ready to call you, if it's in this upcoming hour or if it's in the 1 o'clock hour, I'll be part of that phone call, at least in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any quick questions you might have. If I'm in between phone calls and I don't get a lot of advance notice, then they'll call you on their own and they'll do a very good job of taking care of you. Just in case I'm not available, or even if I am, I guess, I wanted to set up a little bit of added security here for you, just a question and answer for you. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Miracle Solutions LLC, even if it's you, Sean, and we recognize your voice, we'll probably ask you for the answer to the security question. And more importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you they are either with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
City you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Bridgeport.
Bridgeport?
Yes.
I have to type it in twice. All right, so you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Let me check right now. No, I didn't receive anything.
Let me see if our system has sent it. Interesting. You should at least see it being sent in the queue. Usually automated. Oh, I did just get a message back from my supervisor saying that he would be able to have you on that 11 o'clock. I'm going to send it out to you. I'm not sure why the system didn't send it out, but I'm going to send it out to you. Local splash initial invoice. All right, so I did send that out to you. If you can kind of refresh, it'll also trigger in a minute a text message, but the email gets sent out first. If you open that up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Mobile Splash. We've attached your invoice below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then if you click on that blue click here, it is hyperlinked. It does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
I'm still waiting for the email. It might be just my phone that's slow.
Okay. Well, our system didn't send it automatically, and now it says that the one that I sent out to you is in the queue. Our technician can walk you through that if there's any questions, but it's just pretty straightforward. It just talks about the services that we'll be providing for you, and then at the bottom, it's going to ask you to, there's a line that goes across the bottom, and just above the line, there's a small box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, and then below that box or below that line is where you would type in your name as it appears. So there is a middle initial, but there's not a period after the middle initial. It is case sensitive. It'll make more sense when you see it. But once you've got your name in there, click the confirm signature box. Normally that lets us release the Google PIN card, but you are already PIN verified. But it does, of course, let us know that you know that it is month to month, that we've included the website for you, that we reduced the cost, that the cost won't go up, and does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Like I said, you should receive it in a moment, and then if you have any questions, our technician can walk you through that. Otherwise, you are all set and squared away on my end. I'm not going to send you the action needed photos for the verification because you are already PIN verified. Our technician should be calling you back. It might be 10, 15 minutes from now, so they are going to want to prepare for it. And like I said, it's just right at 11 o'clock right now, but it is a one-hour window for what takes about a half an hour. So they should be calling in about 10, 15 minutes. And like I said, if I'm between phone calls, I'll be on the beginning part of that call. Other than that, though, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, especially with the new website. Get your phone ringing and, of course, earn your business 1 month at a time. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. The username is your phone number, just the numbers, though, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. when you do get that email sent out to you, one thing that you'll notice once you type in your name, it's going to ask you to log into your tracking system. It's from the automated system that thinks your tracking system is active. It's not yet. And also that you're trying to access it, which you're really not at that point. So you don't have to go that far. But just so you know, your username is your phone number, just the numbers, though. Once we do your client interview, maybe on Monday or Tuesday, once your tracking system is active, we'll email and text out to you your username again, but with a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change the password if you like, but some people never do. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, Sean, if you could just include either your phone number or your username. That makes it very easy for us to access that information and forward it out to the right department. Anything and everything can be sent to that that email, although when we do that follow-up call, that client interview in the next few minutes or so, they'll also give you photos, photos, photos at localsplash.com. If you wanted to email the photos team directly, you certainly can do that as well. Other than that, though, welcome aboard, and I appreciate you. Hopefully I'll be available when they call you in about 10 or 15 minutes from now.
Yep, I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Sean. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.